Hello, fellow hot zoners.
Hot zoners. I like that.
All 700,000 of you.
700,000 is such a milestone. We just need to take a minute at the top of this pod to recognize that you are officially viral on TikTok.
And yes, for everyone, it is not the podcast that has received
No.
700,000 views. It is me picking up on a very cool feature on YouTube TV. Check out our TikTok for more. Hot Zone Pod.
Yeah, love it. That was such a surprise for this weekend.
Sam next week is going to be like, you ladies need to stop and relax with the TikTok.
TikTok is all we have right now. TikTok is where
Truly,
we are
it
thriving.
truly is. I'm a content creator after work and on weekends.
You sure are. You officially have that title with 700,000 views.
And whatever hits, hits. And whatever doesn't, it's fine. Honestly.
They can't all be winners. Even the
I
best
personally
content
think it's
creators.
funny.
What? Oh, the other ones?
I think everything's funny, but with fame comes haters.
So they say.
That is exactly what they say. But anyways, I'm riding this 15 seconds of fame for as long as I can.
Do it. Sometimes that's all people get, so enjoy it while it lasts.
I know, it is dying down a little bit now, though. It's not as intense as it was last. I guess Sunday until Tuesday, yes, it was pretty intense.
I mean, the algorithm has moved on. It is what it is. You gotta just do a good one this weekend. This football
I
Sunday,
try.
Sam.
All of them seem good. I have a good one coming out today. I need to take a class on how to gain more views on TikTok. I say class like a boomer. Like, I probably just need to look at a TikTok that tells you.
There are a lot of TikToks that will tell you.
I probably can just ChatGPT this.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways. All right, Alyssa. Well, I would be remiss to start off this pod without congratulating each of us on our win.
Hell yeah. We are
Wow.
officially out of the loser zone. Only took 5 weeks, but we got there.
My voice just went to like a different octave that I don't even know, but whatever. All I can say is I was really just already accepted it. I was like, all right, yeah. Another loss, 0-5, it's fine. Life is fine. Just trying to make myself feel better, but sorry, Alvin Kamara, you didn't have a stellar week next week, but last week was not it. And Nikki's boys stood strong.
Nikki's boys came out on top and defeated, I will have our audience know, you defeated the one person in our league who had been undefeated up until that point. So you unseated the top spot. So that's admirable.
It was a week of upsets, and this was one upset that I was not personally upset by.
We love to see it. We love to see it.
And I do want to give a shout out to our other person who also had a fabulous birthday on October 6th and also received his first win of the season, Trevor Jennifer Lawrence.
Shouts out, Trevor. We love a Libra man.
I wonder if people actually think his middle name is Jennifer from our pod.
It could be. Who's to say?
But yeah, so what a week. Fabulous week last week, and it can only go up from here.
Amen.
All right, to go now into a darker area, I do want to bring back the Bad Boys segment, as some of you may know from last season. Sing it, Alyssa.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? The end.
All right, very good.
Thanks, thanks.
Okay, so do you remember Brandon McManus? He was a kicker.
Sure, yeah, the last name sounds familiar.
Okay, so he actually was not affiliated with any team due to some allegations of sexual assault from former flight attendants that were on the Jaguars team flights.
Oh,
last year.
No good.
So his history was he is famous for being with the Broncos for 9 seasons. Then he signed with the Jaguars in 2023. And then he ended up going over to the Commanders last year after the season was over. But then he got released in June 2023 due to these allegations. So allegedly, it was when it was the team flight to London on September 28th, 2023, and apparently he was rubbing himself against them and grinding on them, according to the report. I can see why he got released from the commanders while they looked into the investigation. However, the investigation found that he wasn't guilty of the charges against him.
Oh.
So now he is a free agent and ready to kick again.
Ready to kick again, and that just says so much about the difference between a kicker and a quarterback, because there is a quarterback out there. His name is Deshaun Watson, who has way worse allegations and is still actively playing in the league. So poor Brandon. I mean, poor flight attendants if this did happen, but feels like there's a very double standard in the NFL.
Yes, exactly. I think there's a crazy double standard when, in fact, kickers have been doing the most for a lot of teams this year, really sealing victories, I would say, and giving a lot of fantasy football points, which means they're doing a lot of work when even 50-yard field goals are light work for some of them.
Yeah, they have been kicking long field goals this year. I will say, I don't think a coach makes their decisions on how many fantasy points an individual player puts up week to week, but I see your point.
But the number of fantasy points means the number of how much usage
Yeah,
that they have.
yes, very true.
So
So for the viewers, she pointed to her big brain.
the
Hey, you have more than three. You have
brain
700,000 views on TikTok. You got a ton of brain cells.
five.
All right.
But I do want to mention how you talked about Deshaun Watson. I did see a tweet that said Deshaun Watson has more settled lawsuits than touchdown passes since being traded to the Browns. He has
Oof.
23 settled lawsuits and only 19 touchdowns for the
That's
Browns.
so embarrassing for him.
He is just garbage. I really don't understand. They're still sticking with him as quarterback for the Browns, but he's really been so terrible. And honestly, I think, as we predicted, all of his off-season troubles have not really slowed down, and they are affecting how he is on the field. I'm sure affecting how things are in the locker room with his teammates. And overall, it's just not a good look. So I feel like Deshaun Watson just needs to be blacklisted from the NFL, and as commissioner, that is what I would do.
You tell him. But yeah, shitty player, shitty person. So
Exactly.
get him out of there.
All right, in lighter news, Stefon Diggs, I know that we all remember
Your
him,
boy.
formerly on the Bills,
Sure.
formerly on Nikki's Boys 2023, more importantly.
Sure.
Actually, I guess it's 2022, right? Wait, no, 2023. Ugh, the years. I will tell you, audience, I don't know what our target demographic is, but as you age, the years just combine together. I say like a wise 70-year-old owl.
Yeah, says one 31-year-old to another, like we're hardly aged, but
I am
not as young as we used to be.
28 publicly, Alyssa.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll cut it. I'll cut it from the cut.
The
Yeah. All right.
record. We're
28
in court.
publicly. I like that.
Okay, so Stefon Diggs, he was apparently caught having an affair with Cardi B while she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
I know. So I read more into it. They didn't have any physical intimacy, but apparently there was a lot of texts and like flirting that was happening. So they didn't, I don't know if they met up, but they did not have anything sexual that happened, allegedly.
And this is while she was still with Offset, because they've had drama recently.
Yes,
Oh,
it was.
maybe that's why he's been so mean to her on, because I think he's been like commenting mean things on her Instagram photos. Maybe it's because she was texting Stefon Diggs, who has a real career as opposed to Offset, who I don't know what he does anymore.
Yeah, I'm not
I haven't
sure.
heard a Migos song in years. That's what he was in, right? Migos? Does that sound right?
I believe so.
All right.
Fact check. Insert fact check.
Sure. I don't know. Interesting. That'd be cute for her, for him.
So this is all on the podcast, by the way. But allegedly, this is not the first time that he's been caught talking to other rappers' girlfriends. And I say rappers' girlfriends because while Cardi B is also a rapper in her own right, she was dating a rapper. So I guess this is Stefon Diggs' MO. He will be the what? Like not the mistress, but
The mister. No,
the mister.
that's not it.
Anyways, he will be the one who is having these relations with women that are taken.
Who was the other rap guy that he was texting before then?
Podcaster did not say.
Then how do I know it's true?
We don't know if any of this is true. It's all allegations, Alyssa.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Is always an
We are
allegation.
doing hard-hitting reporting here on Hot Zone.
I don't want to say for sure stuff happened. It's always just, it could have happened. Maybe it didn't. TBD.
Sure.
Except I will say anything fantasy football related that actually did happen. I did beat Peter. He was undefeated,
That
and
we
I
can
beat him.
confirm. We can confirm that 100%. Nicole did win her
I will
fantasy league
show the
this week.
receipts.
Great.
All right. So enough of the boys because our podcast is really for the girls.
Hell yeah.
So I love me some reality TV, and Bravo is trying to start a show about the Chiefs' wags.
I saw this.
Yes. And two of probably the biggest wags that we and the world knows of is Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes. But both of them are not going to be on the show. Taylor wants to still keep some privacy around her life. Makes a lot of sense. Brittany Mahomes, she was on quarterback when Patrick Mahomes was on that show. So she probably is just whatever about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't imagine it will be interesting at all without them too. It's like, why do we care about the Chiefs Wags as opposed to any other team if it isn't for Taylor Swift, who's incredibly famous?
Well, I do want to dispute that because there was a show called Wags before that was based in LA. That wasn't NFL specific, but
Was
had
that
just what?
basketball? Or was it all
No.
sports?
It was all
Oh, there was like
sports.
Basketball Wives. That was a separate show.
Yes, exactly. So I do think it would be interesting for sure. I obviously want to follow the Niners Wags, but I think it could still have some interesting pieces, even though it's not specifically maybe the two most talked about people. Plus, I feel like so much of like Taylor has done, not just her concerts, but like the movie that was based on her concert and a lot of things. So she's been in the public eye. So I don't really personally following a show with Taylor Swift as on a reality show wouldn't matter too much because literally my whole feed is always Taylor. Even when Travis and the Chiefs are undefeated, the thing I sent you, Alyssa, is the Reputation where they put Travis's face on Taylor Swift's album. So it's just, she's everywhere. So it doesn't really.
She's the most famous person in the world. Of course, she's everywhere. And yeah, she's not going to be on this show. I did read a tweet, which I 1000% agree with. And it was saying how, like, the show is probably just going to be about the other wags, like, making it a thing that Taylor doesn't want to be on the show. And, like, there's going to be a lot of plot lines that are about, like, how she didn't want to participate and how she's, like, not an active wag and, like, all this stuff. And it's like, what a waste of energy. But
My
hopefully,
thing
it
is, I
won't
don't
be
think that
about
will
that.
really land because, first of all, it's like Taylor is a singer, so I don't understand like how does she even have bandwidth to go to do her shows and also do all her own shit and also go to her boyfriend's football game? I don't know. To be honest, even all I do is I just commute into the office for work and I don't want to do shit when I come back. Like honestly, like girl just wants to be at home with her cats. Freaking feels. Feels.
You can relate, exactly. Yeah, no, she's a
Like,
booked
I'm waiting
busy
for her to bring
bitch.
her cat to one of the games.
She would if she could. You've seen that backpack she carries it around in. She absolutely would bring her cat with her.
That would be cute.
Maybe one day.
But who will be on the show is Mecole Hardman Jr.'s fiance, Kariah Gordon.
Okay.
And Shwena Weathersby, who has two kids with defensive tackle Chris Jones.
I can't think of a show I care about less. But I also am not a person who watches any Bravo show. Like, I'm not a Housewives person. I'm not a Vanderpump person. So
I love it
this is
all.
not interesting. Well, then there you go. This is
Yeah, so I'll
for
watch and
brand.
I'll get back to you with some notes.
All right, sounds
But I
cool.
will say something interesting as well is that, so I don't know if you watched Receiver that came out this past summer that was
No.
focused around various players. So it had Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson. Who else was on the show? Amon-Ra St. Brown. Anyways, Travis Kelce got asked if he wanted to be part of the show and he declined. So I think him and Taylor, there's so much press and publicity around them that they would prefer to keep some things more private.
Travis is also very busy.
Travis is also in every commercial. Like, they
He
are
is in
very
every
everywhere.
commercial. He's in that new FX show, Grotesquerie, or whatever it is. He's
And then they have
booked.
the podcast, which we love.
He has his podcast. Him and Patrick own that barbecue restaurant. He's busy.
Oh, they have a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, I think it's called 1587 in Kansas City.
Oh.
I don't know if it's open yet or they're like opening it.
Okay,
But
we are going to go to Kansas City to go to a game and also eat at this barbecue spot. Me, you, and Russ.
he would love nothing more. That's like his dream vacation, if I'm honest.
Vibes, we love
He's
it.
all right,
I'll
next
even wear my
vacation.
Mahomies shirt.
Perfect.
All right. Speaking of relationships and love, Bill Belichick and his girlfriend are doing very well. She actually posted a carousel a few days ago from when we were recording this podcast of him and her together. So,
Stop.
Alyssa, I think I did send it over to you.
If you did, I missed it. What's her name? I always forget. I always think it's Taylor or Jennifer or, but it's
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan. All right. Jennifer was not close, but they both started with a J. I'm so glad we're doing a check-in on them because, I was really rooting for those two crazy kids. They can find love in this world. Can't we all?
Okay, let me send it to you right now. Just scroll through.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She is very pretty.
Oh my God, he looks so old next to her. He
Yeah.
looks like her grandfather.
Yeah. But
Yikes.
to each of their own, but yeah, guess things are going well. I guess they also had a summer of love.
Oof, these pictures of them make me so upset. Well, good for them, I guess.
Reluctantly, she says.
I wish everyone happiness, but this just is odd. Whatever. Go Bill, I guess. She's beautiful. So, and go her. He's rich. So, everyone's a winner. Like I said last time, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. Blessings to them both.
Everyone is a winner this week. Woo!
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, now into a fun little game, Alyssa. Are you ready?
I love a game. Hit me with
I
it.
feel like I'm like talking to my child when I just said it, the delivery of that, but
All right.
I don't know. I feel happy and joyful, good times today.
Love that for you. Hit me with the game.
So, all of these athletes that we see on the screen, obviously they have chosen the career of football, but they all did go to college. And I would like to go through your favorite players, Alyssa, and have you possibly guess what their major was.
Okay. I work at a college, so
This is
hopefully I'll be good at
perfect.
this. I don't work with our athletes, but
You need
there's
to
a.
start, Alyssa.
Okay.
Some stretch
I do
projects.
need to start because if you work closely with the athletes, they give you swag, and I would love swag. We'll
Who
get there
doesn't
one
love
day.
swag?
All
All
right.
right, I'm gonna start with your favorite, Joey B, Joe Burrow.
Okay, what was his major?
Yes.
Communications.
Similar-ish. Well, so he graduated from Ohio State. He actually graduated in 3 years. We love a smart king.
Wow.
With a bachelor's in consumer and family financial services.
I wouldn't say that's close to communications, but
Well, you need
thanks
good
for the
communication
credit.
for that.
What an interesting major. Say it again.
Consumer and Family Financial Services.
I don't even know what that means, but that's cool.
I think it's like you can sell life insurance or you can help manage people's estate.
Okay.
I guess I could have also done my due diligence of researching this, but as
No,
you
it's
know,
more
us
fun
on
to
the Hot Zone
guess.
Pod, this is just an open-ended forum for me and
This
Alyssa to
isn't about
talk.
us knowing all the answers. This is about us exploring the world together.
Yes, we're learning together.
Sure are.
Okay, and he transferred to LSU for his grad degree, and he has his master's in liberal arts. Look at our little scholar.
Wow.
Yes, pop off, Joe.
Did he play football getting his master's?
Yeah, he played football at LSU as well. He's more known for LSU. And remember from our previous pod, I think he's single. Cough, cough.
We love a smart king. You know, if things don't work out with Ross, Joe Burrow can be my backup.
Joe, you slide through my DMs. I give you permission.
My DMs are open, Joe.
Okay, the next one, Trevor Lawrence. He graduated from Clemson also in 3 years. Love this efficiency.
Wow. I'm gonna go with communications, it just comes.
Cosmetology.
Oh my God, imagine. Let's go with, I don't know, economics.
Similar. He got a bachelor's of science in marketing.
Okay. Go Joe. Go
Trevor,
Trevor. Forgot
your
his name.
mind is still swirling on Joe
I just
Burrow.
got Joe Burrow on the brain always, but that's cool for Trevor.
Yes, he's a marketing guru just like me. Who knows? Maybe we'll work together in the future.
Imagine he goes to Walmart.
Oh my God, imagine us like walking down the hallway, our hair is just flipping behind us.
Blonde hair
Vibes.
blowing in the breeze, one natural, one not.
Is
I'm sure it's
his hair
that color naturally. I don't think he dyes his hair blonde.
natural? Well,
He's
Joe Burrow
no
dyed
Joe
it blonde.
Burrow.
I am glad that the blonde is finally settling with Joe and he's able to execute a little bit more. But, all right. To be honest, some of these are your favorite athletes, but others are just ones that we talk about. So,
Great.
anyways, moving along. Josh Allen.
I feel like his is something to do with farming. I can't name a farming. Is agriculture a major?
I think it can be, to be honest. When I was looking into all of these, like, I didn't realize Joe Burrow's was even a major.
No, I've never heard of his. His is out of left field. I don't know that agriculture is a common major. I don't know. I'm
I
sticking
feel
with
like I
that.
guess I could have made this easier
You could have
by
given me
giving you
multiple
three options.
choice. Yeah, multiple
I'm like,
choice.
yes, Alyssa, the world is your
Like
oyster.
every college has different majors. Like I can only come up with the majors that my college offers, but they're not universal.
Yes, yeah, so it was not farming, although that's a very good guess based on just him, his vibe, his aura. But he got a bachelor's degree in social science.
That's a common one for our athletes.
Yes. All right, to wrap it up, let's go with Ja'Marr Chase.
Engineering bucket. I don't know.
That would be wild. I do wonder, like, if anyone has like their degree in engineering, they could easily get a job post
Oh, sure. Some,
NFL.
I'm sure some of them do.
But no, his is a bachelor's in journalism. So
Oh.
maybe he could just become a Adam Schefter after.
Yeah, that like would set him up for a really good career in sports journalism.
Yeah.
Look at him
So
thinking ahead. He was like, I need a post-football career. This is it.
yes.
So he doesn't wash out like Tom Brady, who did a terrible job as a sports announcer.
I didn't really listen to that game that he was an announcer at.
Wasn't great.
But I know that he poked fun at, I guess Baker was saying some stuff about how when Tom was there, the team wasn't having fun, and then Tom clapped back a little bit.
Oh,
Spicy, spicy old man.
spicy. Buccaneers getting wild.
Literally. All right. Well, that was fun. A little bit of fun, a little bit of education.
Little game to mix it up.
Okay. But I will say, this season, I think all of us have. It's so obvious. I don't know how someone would miss the hot new coaches that we have been seeing on the sidelines. As me and Alyssa always say, but mostly me, you gotta look on the sidelines. Don't look on the field all the time. You gotta check out what's around the surrounding areas. Because there's a lot of, hotness that's happening everywhere, not just in the red zone. The hot zone is the whole field. And in the case of the Cardinals-Niners game, the hot zone was the entire stadium, actually, when it was the hottest day of the year. But
Yeah.
anyways, the first one I want to cover is Antonio Pierce. So while he is not a new face, he's pretty familiar. He took over as the interim head coach last year after the Raiders parted ways with Josh McDaniels. For me, I feel like the way he carries himself, he has a very strong presence and just a little bit of swag. Kind of a similar swag of, I'm trying to think, like Mike McDaniels maybe, but not super goofy. But he just seems like a sturdy, reliable man that doesn't take any bullshit.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him attractive, but he does seem like he has a good swag about him.
Maybe not generally attractive, like when you think of like someone that's attractive, but I think the way he carries himself, I feel like makes him attractive.
Well, and one
You're
of these.
like Nicole, you've just seen him pacing up and down the sidelines.
Yeah, I think you just have a thing for like men that are angry. You should explore that.
I like men that can show their presence in a firm way that isn't too overpowering, but is very serious, so people don't fuck with them.
Like a take charge kind of guy.
Yes,
All right. Yeah, he
exactly.
gives take charge energy for sure.
Exactly. And I will say, there was that one clip, Alyssa, I think we were talking about it, where Matt LaFleur got all feisty on the field, and that was also when he got fined for unsportsmanlike conduct because he popped the fuck off. But oh my god, he was so fine in that moment. I was like, wow, like if I could even like Matt LaFleur even more, wow, really
I agree
just
with that. I do like when he gets upset.
it really that was very attractive, very attractive. It was well worth the random number fine that he received.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, $14,069 nice dollars.
I don't understand why it's like the random very like why can't it just be like 14,000? It's always very specific how much money that's owed. I don't really know the math and rhyme and reason behind it, but it's very odd.
Oh well, I'm sure he can afford it.
I am sure. But all right, back into it. Okay, this is actually like top of my list, but Dave Canales, he literally, I saw him on the screen and I texted you, Alyssa, and I was like, who is that man on the sideline? And you were like, I know exactly who you're talking about. And
Yeah.
he is honestly such eye candy every time I'm watching a Panthers game. So he was the quarterback's coach at C the Seahawks for 13 years, and then he spent 1 year as the offensive coordinator at the Bucks, and now he's the head coach at the Panthers.
Yeah, this man's really fine.
I know, it's like Jimmy Garoppolo level fine.
I don't even think Jimmy Garoppolo is that good looking, but he does give off Jimmy G energy, but he's like the actually attractive version of Jimmy G. So good for what's this? I already forgot. Dave. He
Jimmy
does not look like a
Garoppolo is
Dave.
so attractive. I don't understand, but hey, if you don't find him attractive, one less competition for him, honestly.
Yeah, you won't be fighting me for Jimmy G. You can have
It's like we
him.
say this like he's literally at both of our doorsteps, like courting both of us.
No, don't think he will be
I
ever,
guess it's
but
Jimmy G secretly courting me and Alyssa, and also me secretly dating Bill Belichick. You heard it here first, y'all.
more facts. More facts on Hot Zone.
A fax, no printer. But yes, my Sunday is certainly always brightened with him on my screen. Hopefully, there is a primetime game soon, so it will will just be one game where all my focus can be on him, I say
He's the
creepily.
Panthers coach now?
Yes.
Okay. Literally,
Right?
all these pictures are, I don't know. All these pictures are when he was on the Bucks, but yeah, he is the head coach for the Carolina Panthers. Wow, he's 40. He does not look 43. He's a good looking 43.
Honestly, yeah, very fine. Even if there's a Niners game against the Panthers, I think that they're in, I don't think they're in the NFC. But if there is, fuck, I would even go just to like see this coach. Just see me with binoculars.
Let me look at their schedule to see if they're getting a primetime game.
Maybe this is the first stadium that we go to, the Panthers Stadium.
In Carolina? I do actually want
Well,
to go to
we could
Carolina.
go to North Carolina and hit the Tree Hill Convention and hit a game.
That sounds fantastic because you know I've been rewatching One Tree Hill, so I'm super
So
down to
good.
go to the
So
One Tree Hill
good.
convention.
All right. For all our listeners, me and Alyssa are going to go to different stadiums. That is our bucket list goal. However, we have each only been to two stadiums. So we have a very, very long way to go. So stay tuned. If anyone wants to help sponsor us, Sam McCann, I know you're out there. So, you know my Venmo. Hit us up and sponsor our trip to Carolina. And if you want to, Sam, you can come along too.
All are welcome in North Carolina. But no, they don't have a primetime game. I'm looking now.
Ugh, they would conceal the sexy head coach from us.
They just know nobody gives a shit. They're like, we're not gonna put the Panthers in primetime.
That is
10 a.m. on the
true.
Sunday, early window.
10 a.m. it is. No, I feel like the afternoon window. Do you think the 10 a.m. window is better or the afternoon one is?
I think the afternoon one is better. The 10 a.m. window always has so many games.
We love the Octobox.
We sure do.
Okay, moving right along. So now I will move on to the youngest head coach. He is 37, which is wild to say that he's the youngest, but to be honest, it makes sense. Mike McDonald, so he is the new head coach for the Seahawks. He honestly just looks like a very nice, wholesome family man. He looks just like, I don't know how to describe him, but
Boring.
very
He
nice.
looks boring. That's the word you're looking for.
Nice. Nice and wholesome.
He does look very nice. There's one picture of him just smiling. It's like a headshot, and he looks very nice.
Exactly. But this is a big change for the Seahawks to go from the oldest head coach, which was Pete Carroll, he was 72, to this new guy who's the youngest head coach now, Mike. So he was previously the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, and now he has been leading the Seahawks. And to be honest, the Seahawks have been looking pretty decent.
All right, Mike.
Okay, and then the last one is Raheem Morris. So he's the new head coach for the Falcons. I also feel like he has a nice presence and energy to him. And I think that the Falcons have felt this good energy too, because I think him and Kirko Chains, aka Kirk Cousins, they have been really just vibing. Atlanta has been vibing. The energy is there.
Yeah, I'm really loving this guy. I didn't know his name, but I do like see him on the sidelines of the Falcons, and I think he's very good looking and he does have a nice energy.
Right?
Yeah, no, I've been enjoying him a lot, so now I'm glad I know his
Yes.
name.
Yes. Yes. It's
Raheem,
hard enough
Raheem the
keeping up with
Dream.
the new rookies on the teams that we have on our fantasy teams, but also nice to give the coaches a little recognition.
His wife is beautiful too.
Oh.
She kind of looks like Celine Dion.
Okay, now I need to Google.
Her name is Nikki Marie Morris. Nikki with two K's. Her Instagram is private. So,
Her name is Nicole.
most Nikkis are named Nicole. I don't think anyone looks at a baby and they're like, this baby's going to be named Nikki with two K's.
Oh, she's cute. They're very cute together.
Yeah.
Well, I like her already, and I like him more because his wife's name is Nicole. Great name.
Sure is. One of the best. Top two, some might say.
Alyssa, right under.
Exactly.
All right, so that is it for the hot new coaches. So next time you girls and guys as well, take a look at the sidelines. I strongly encourage it.
All right.
Okay, and then Alyssa, I did send you a video earlier this week via text. If you can now pull it up.
I sure can. This is the first one you sent me or the second
The
one?
first one.
Okay, so open now.
Yes.
So it was a raccoon.
Oh wait, yeah. So there was a raccoon in the stands of the Broncos game in the beginning, and literally the raccoon got in the stand, and there was a guy who literally picked up the raccoon like he was
Oh.
animal control, a fan in the stands, Alyssa, and carried this raccoon out of the game.
That is really bold because raccoons are feisty little buggers. So,
Isn't that
yikes.
crazy? Like, what would you do? I would really hightail it out of there,
Oh,
honestly,
I
if this
would
raccoon was jumping
absolutely get
around.
the fuck out of there. No, I'd get out of there as soon as I could. Raccoons are freaky. I don't even like seeing them outside at night. They definitely shouldn't be roaming around in the daytime.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, I guess that was a little guest appearance by furry animal.
I mean, that just goes to show raccoons love trash. Raccoons love the Broncos.
Wow.
Thanks.
That was very good. I will say Bo Nix, the new quarterback this year, he had a pretty good game this past week, week five. It was honestly pretty decent. It's always interesting in Broncos country. It is country, right? It's not Broncos County country.
I think it's country.
Broncos County seems much more fitting, but Broncos country sounds more accurate, I guess.
It's Broncos country. Let's ride.
Okay. I will close it up but with something that I'm sure you and I are both happy about. There is a fantasy football punishment that I came across recently where this guy was friends with Luke Combs. I don't know if Luke Combs was in the fantasy league or not, but the fantasy football punishment was having to sing on stage with Luke Combs at a Luke Combs show in front of everyone.
Wow, that would be
And
so embarrassing, especially for
I think I
us.
would just perish away, to be honest.
I'd have to be really drunk.
Would that make it better or worse, Alyssa? Because it's like, I think if I was really drunk, my singing would be worse. And then the shitty thing is that you're being filmed by all these people, like how I came across it on TikTok, and then it's just everywhere.
Oh, it would be incredibly embarrassing to have anyone record a video, but when I'm drunk, my confidence is through the roof. Like, I've done drunk karaoke. Is it terrible when I watch the video the next day? Absolutely. But at the time, I thought I was bringing down the house.
That is a fair point. I think what I would do is pull a Lizzie McGuire movie moment where it's
Just lip
Isabella
sync it.
and be Pablo and have someone else singing.
There you go. That's a good solution.
It would be Timmy. Timmy would be like cut the mic and he's like, sing to me, Pablo. I'm like, Timmy, get out of here.
Why out of all people did you pick Timmy?
No, we have it's our inside joke is me, him, and Lulu, where it's like
Oh,
we're
the sing to
Isabella,
me, Paolo.
Paolo, and Lizzie. Yeah, so it's
I
that's
have
our
heard you guys
little.
say that to each other.
It came out of one of the trips, so that's why. But yeah, mortifying punishment. To be honest, this might take the cake for one of possibly the worst punishments ever. So thank you, Fantasy Football League, for us not having a punishment this year. And you guys cannot change the rules because we locked that in the beginning. Or rather, we locked it in with no one saying anything. All right, that is all I have for us today. So, any last words for the
Broncos country, let's ride.
audience, Alyssa?
No.
Raccoons country, let's ride.
Raccoon country. Yeah, that's all I got for the day.
All right, well, as always, peace, love, and blessings for everyone's fantasy football leagues and your actual teams as well, because football season is just getting started, and every week it's a freaking war zone out there. All right, bye.
Bye.